We touched on psychological operations and Out of Shadows, but we've gone deeper. These types of operations didn't just go away, they continued to evolve in step with technology.
It's the most insidious type of warfare because it's designed to change a person's entire perspective, short term or long term, that's not to be reversed.
Frozen to the light.
Most people like only care about what's 50 feet from their door.
Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. Everyone should know my guest today. He is one of my favorite people on the planet, incredibly talented person in every respect. And he has an amazing movie out right now. I hope you've seen it already, Into the Light. And we're going to talk a little bit about the content of that film and why it matters so much. And I am honored to welcome my friend Mike Smith back to the show. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Mel. You know, you're one of my favorites, too. And I'm really looking forward to the show today. And thank you for having me.
Well, it's my point. Well, we talk a lot in real life. And sometimes when things are just so insane and I feel like people really can't see through the fog of war that we are in, I have to call you because you just can cut through it. Now, let's talk a little bit about Into the Light. A lot of people that are watching have probably seen it. For those of you that haven't, the link is below and please go check it out. But let's talk a little bit. You had made the amazing movie Out of Shadows. Probably all of my audience have seen that. If you haven't, please go back and see it and share it. But Out of Shadows, you put out for free, which was honestly some kind of gift from God because it got 100 million views and woke up more people than anything else in the last 3 years. But you decided you needed to do something else. So let's talk a little bit about the process of deciding to make Into the Light and what you focused on and why.
Well, the main reason I made Into the Light was because I felt like during this walk, things, you know, there's things that people can't connect the dots to and things that people need to be able to just sit back and discern over and look at in a very neutral way. And I felt like God was just saying, you know, it's all about perspective. It's all about what you've experienced in your life. And so, you know, I worked in Hollywood as you did. And if I'm in it at the level that I was in it, and I was working it at the level that I worked at it, and I could not see the deception, or I could not actually, or actually didn't realize what we were really doing. I mean, to me, it was a job.
Right.
And I feel like Into the Light, the message was, until the audience understands how they get manipulated or how they're being manipulated or why they're being manipulated and who's manipulating them, they're never going to understand how to discern and to come to the truth about all the headline topics that we see, like the border, COVID, election integrity. I mean, Ukraine, Israel. I mean, now Israel. I mean, these are real, you know, there's operations going on. There's counter operations going on. And there's information warfare taking place at the highest level. And into the light, we put together a team. I mean, the people in that film, you're not going to get access to. You're not going to be able to sit down with General Flynn, Alara Logan, Dr. Keith Rose, Boone Cutler, who wrote the book 5GW with General Flynn.
Right.
And then we got Brian Gamble, who is a naval intelligence data analyst, who really just breaks things down very, very succinctly and very precise, and then cuts through the emotion of what you react to. And so to me, Into the Light is a tool. It's a tool for people to use. Like Out of Shadows opened your mind to the concepts, you know, Paperclip, that's a real operation. Mockingbird, that was a real operation. MK Ultra, that's real.
Yeah.
Human trafficking is real. Satanic ritual abuse is real. Pedophilia, all of it's real. what you think about those things is what you have to get with yourself and pray over it and think about it and analyze it. And so it's like, I'm not telling you what to think about any of these topics, but these are real things and they affect your reality. And as long as you are not aware of it, they can continue to manipulate you and affect your reality because you're not even aware that it's going on.
Yeah. And it is affecting you, even if you don't know it, because something that you really dug into that I've been talking a lot lately about is cognitive warfare and how far from what you do expose, from Mockingbird to Operation Paperclip to MK Ultra and all of that, which a lot of that came out of Nazi Germany even before, but a lot of it did come out of experimentation and other things then. Where they are now is terrifying. And most people have no idea what is going on with cognitive warfare, with using your brain basically against you. There's a whole document by NATO. I know you know it. My audience, I read it last week, where they are actually talking about using people as weapons against each other to disrupt society. And so people have to understand that this is real. If you could talk a little bit about, you know, what is happening when somebody logs online and they think, oh, I'm just saying hi to my friends, or I'm just keeping up with people's birthdays, or I'm putting up pictures of my kids. You know, it's just social. It has nothing to do with being social. It is a deception.
Well, this right here, how long you hold it, how long, what you look at, it's literally tracking everything that you're doing. It's tracking what you look for, who you talk to, where you go. And they're in and out into the light. We talk about it. You're building a digital clone.
Right.
And that clone, they run algorithms on. And the AI is able to predict behavior over time. And Brian and I talked about this. We've been holding a spaces on Thursday night. One night, you have to come on. This week, we're having Ricky Schroeder on Thursday night. So that'll be really good.
Yeah.
But anyway, the people, like, I mean, I wasn't aware of this. I like the convenience of a phone. But what they're doing is they're selling us convenience.
Right.
And then they're liberating our freedoms. Because the more we give them, the more information they have, the more they can predict what our behavior will be. Like, well, how can I get Mike to buy this product? How can I get Mel to go over here? Well, you know, if you have all this data in your digital clone and they can run the AI on it, there's, you know, things that you're going to look at and you're going to see and you're going to be drawn towards more than other people. And I mean, everybody's had this happen. You're like, oh, I'm thinking about getting a new car, or I want to buy a new computer. What pops up on your feed? A car ad or a computer ad or et cetera. But the point is like, I think Dinesh D'Souza has a movie coming out called Police State.
Yeah, I saw it.
Well, you want to know why you're
in it? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you want to know why you're in a police state? Watch Into the Light.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that will explain to you why that's happened to you, and that's why you can't see it.
Yeah.
This movie. And they are suppressing the crap out of this movie.
I don't blame them. We talked about it yesterday. And I'll tell you one thing that you're saying right now. See, now people can understand it on the level that we're saying it with the shopping. Everyone's seen it. You're putting your face on there. You're putting your hand on there. They're making you do clear at the airport. All of this. What you also go into, which is very scary, is that a lot of this is used to hack and program people to do what the government. A lot of this was developed, as you exposed, from DARPA and NQTEL and our military industrial complex to use in things like COVID, to use in elections, to use in supporting Ukraine, supporting Palestine. All of these things that you think that you are coming to on your own, the data that you have put in there is used to manipulate you by the government to go with their narrative. And I think people can do it. They can do it on the common level of, oh, wow, you know, I was talking about buying a new pair of shoes and now I have four ads from four different places. They're not really putting together the other part that you really do expose Into the Light, which is governments and military industrial complex, especially the globalist oligarch billionaires that are running the Great Reset. They're using your data to walk you right into that gulag without you even knowing it. And you won't get out if you keep walking. That's my feeling.
I think you're right over the target. I think that's, I mean, it what's so hard is the cognitive dissonance. Like there's this detachment where you don't want to believe that it's happening. You don't want to acknowledge it. And when you do acknowledge it, it's scary. It's scary for a lot of people because, I mean, look, I was in Hollywood for 30 years and I didn't, you know, most people leave Hollywood when they're not working. I was working at the highest levels and I walked away because, first of all, I found God and I realized that we really are in a spiritual battle between good and evil. Now, what, you know, I'm not trying to tell you what religion to be or what to do. I'm just saying there is good and evil in this world. And I want to serve God. I want to serve the good. And so I felt like if I didn't stand up and at least attempt to expose or say what I believe to be true, then no one, I mean, who else was going to do it? Because God bless that movie. And it, you know, think about it, out of shadows, open the door for Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
To be accepted.
100%. Yeah.
Because now people are like, oh my God, this is really happening. There's that moment where people like they're, you know, like Into the Light's a little heavier because Into the Light's making you, it's showing you in real time what is happening. It's showing you. I mean, I still can't get over it. How this thing tracks your eyes, how long you're looking at it. It's so much more advanced than what we're aware of because we're just people and we just think, you know, we just go through our lives. You're on the hamster wheel. You go to your job, you go to your, you know, kids out, you know, activities, you go, you know, to church, you do your life. And then you don't have time to step back from a 30,000 foot view and look at the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the thing about Out of Shadows, again, I'll put both links below, but it exposed evil, but you know why it was so powerful is you found it. People exposed it through your shock of finding it. And of course, Liz and the other people involved. And I think a big problem is that people don't want to see evil. And you know, Mike, you and I both get this. There's a lot of, well, there can't be, it's a conspiracy theory that there's a globalist situation. The Great Reset is a conspiracy theory.
Right.
And it's
they're telling you.
So what we always say is like, go look at what they're saying and what people need to understand. I say, you know, a lot of people talk about how Trump says, they're not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way. I don't believe that they're after America. They want America out of the way. They're after the world, this full-on globalist, top-down totalitarian Hunger Games world. And a lot of that has to do with you complying. And I think what you're saying about Into the Light is it's a tool, but it also is asking people to take responsibility. Look at where we are right now in this country, in the world, for humanity, and stand up, because we are seeing a lot of evil be motivated. They're marching in the streets for Hamas in the hundreds of thousands, and people aren't marching in the streets in the 500s of thousands against the Great Reset and Agenda 2030 and a globalist takeover. And you wonder, how is this possible? There are so many more of us that would stand for freedom and liberty and justice, and yet we're watching something go on that we don't agree with and not doing that. And what do you think of that, of the full-on, you know, stand up from the inside, get out there and be part of saving this planet that should be just inherent, and it's not?
Well, and I think General Flynn says it in Into the Light. He says, most people will not react until the threat is 50 feet outside their door. And when he said that, to be honest, I was a little ticked off internally. I was like, that's not true. People will stand up. People will fight. And I was like, but they don't know what to fight, because they don't know what is actually, it's easy. You know, the problem is it's a lot of problems. It's not just one thing you can go, oh, if we solve that problem, this solves everything. It's in our healthcare. It's in our education system. It's in our government. It's in our financial system. Everything in the media, you know, in the music, it's everywhere. So you have to understand that they have been pushing for their agenda for a long time. And yeah, I hate to use this clip because it's so cliche, but it's like the frog in water.
Yeah.
We as a society, we're the frogs. And they've just slowly been turning the volume up until, or the heat up until, the frog is, once he knows, oh, it's hot, it's too late.
Right.
Well, what's happened now is I think they pushed so much that the frog is not quite cooked and they're about ready to jump out of the pot. And that's where I think we are. It's like, but what does that mean? Well, that means we have to, and I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about reclaiming things through proper channels, because we have let, I have been a horrible steward. I said that on the X-22 report the other night. I have been a horrible steward. I am guilty of not being politically involved. I'm guilty of not being active in the world around me. I've been so into my world. I don't look at the people around me and understand their plight or their problems, because I'm so busy worried about my problems. But now we all have big problems, and they're coming to a head, and we're in a very pivotal moment in our history. You've been, you know, the people like you, people that start shows and go out and change the mainstream media. I mean, look at the main, this is what makes me the maddest about the mainstream media. Of course, they've been lying to us for years, but look at all the facts coming out about COVID and what it really was.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not saying, hey, we were wrong. We just weren't, we're sorry. We made a mistake. Here, let me show you what we've learned now, and let's try to fix this. That's not what they're doing. They're just not even covering it. They're not even saying anything. And so to me, why?
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing that? Well, you know the answer, and I know the answer, but the audience is like, well, why are they doing that? Well, it's because this has been part of an agenda that they've been pushing slowly for a long time, and now you're seeing it. So, I mean, I think that's where we're at, and I think the American population, Boone says it in the movie, when people stand up and say, enough, I don't care what you put in my feed, I don't care what you tell me, I've had enough. I'm not doing this anymore. This would stop immediately.
Yeah, if we did that in mass, it's the other side too. People don't understand. It's not Democrat. It is globalist. No. They are done with America. It is part of this is a multinational global public-private partnership, they call it, these international stakeholders. We have a globalist billionaire oligarchy, in my opinion, that has captured our country from local to federal level. And we have Joe Biden there. What's really, I think, disturbing and frustrating to people, too, is the lack of accountability or actual justice for the people that we all know are criminals, that have deceived the people, that have lied and money laundered and all of that. We are watching the Biden family be exposed in a massive way, far worse than we've seen, I believe, in public, any other public figure defraud the public, money launder, all of this. And the entire mainstream media is acting like it's not real. The 51 people who signed that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian propaganda. They knew, and nobody is ever punished again and again and again. You know, Kash Patel just found out today that all these people that were investigating Russiagate were being investigated by Rod Rosenstein and everyone else the entire time. They had their phone, their text messages, and nobody's paying a price for it. And I think that a big part of this is accountability and an actual criminal referrals that never happens. And I believe if we don't change the trajectory, these people will continue to get away with this kind of stuff, and it'll just get deeper and deeper. I mean, what do you think about the actual criminality? And then they're persecuting Donald Trump and a bunch of lawyers, and those people get nothing.
These people don't understand. When they accomplish their goal, let's say they accomplish their goal and all these people helping them, they're the first ones they're going to take out.
Right.
You're I don't understand. I mean, you're going to sell your country, sell your family, sell this, everything that we grew up in for a dollar. You're going to sell that. And then they're going to get rid of you. You are not part of the team.
No.
And I'm talking about the NGOs. I'm talking about many groups, but these people right now, they just see the almighty dollar. And I guess we all need money to operate, but you know, some people don't. I mean, that's like they say, sell your soul. I mean, it's like what do you think is going to happen? Those are the first people they're going to line up and execute. I mean, they are going to get rid of them because They have an agenda that they want to put in place, and they're using these people as useful idiots to push their agenda forward on the people, and the people are unaware of it. But now we're waking up. People are seeing it. I think, honestly, I think we're going to win, because I don't think they've accomplished the goals that they've set out to do. So now they're in trouble, and they're causing all kinds of chaos. You know, they want to start this war. They really want to bring us into a war. And, you know, I just pray for our nation right now. And I pray that, you know, God moves and we have some kind of a miracle. I mean, it's going to take something like that to happen, because we're in trouble. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we are really in trouble, and we've been asleep at the wheel, but I mean, we can grab the wheel and change the course, but it's going to take a lot of us. And, you know, General Flynn always talks about local action, national impact. Well, we're seeing that happen. There's school boards being flipped. There's city councils being changed. I mean, there's a lot of positive things going on, but you're not hearing about them because the mainstream media is not telling you about them.
Yeah, so go ahead. And people's minds are being manipulated, you know, in the NATO document and another document that I also put out there myself, too. The Department of Defense and DARPA and NATO's very involved, the AI Information Hub. They talk a lot about not changing people's minds, but changing how people think. And what they think and how they think. And you and I talked about many times, I was in Hollywood for 20 years, you were there for 30 years, that there's a very obvious grooming pattern when we talk about the media. You know, I say a lot of times, people always talk about the atrocities in the camps in Auschwitz and in Dachau and all these places, and certainly obviously in China and elsewhere where they do this. There are also people that work there. There are the Eichmanns of the world. And when I look at the media still lying about any number of things to the people to keep them docile, to keep them blind, to keep them stuck, I look at that and I think the banality of evil is alive and well. But we talked a little bit about, from both of our experience, the grooming process. Because what we are seeing now with the universities, especially, I call it the Poison Ivy League, I have for years. And I went to a school just below that is one of the worst right now, NYU. And what is going on is Hitler's youth, it's Mao's youth, it's all of that. It is affecting our children, and they are brainwashing them from a very young age. And we talked a little bit about grooming and Hollywood, and that it's not overnight. It is a long game, and it is long, well planned. And we have a bunch of not children. These are people that graduated from Ivy League schools and schools all over the country that are completely and totally indoctrinated into something that is leading us in a very bad path. And you talked about even grooming in Hollywood. You know, it's not about, you know, oh, did that happen? It's a long game. They know who you are, and they play you, and then they're holding your dreams and your future.
The carrot. Every level I got to, there was always the carrot hanging right. Mike, if you just do this, you can get this job, or you can do. And I was like, over my career, what you're saying is, and people don't understand this. Even with the kids, I mean, the whole thing is, it's slow. Like when a parent, like I would love watching this happen. You'd see a parent bring their kid in from the Midwest or wherever, and they're super talented and they're really good at what they do. And they would take him with casting or whatever, and they'd go in there and they'd try to get the part, and they would say, you know, are you, you know, can your kid, I mean, I used to always laugh, like, this is kind of a joke, but it was like, can we have your kid drive a tank? And, oh, my kid could drive a tank. Oh, he would love to drive a tank. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, then they know that mom is willing to let that kid pretty much do anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now they go, okay, well, this mom's very, you know, she wants that kid to be famous, and she's willing to do anything to get that kid to be famous. Let's see what that is. And there's hundreds of moms, dads, moms, right, really, 100%. That bring their children out there, and they over time, they just, I think they get to know you. You make your contacts. You I mean, like, that's why I'm saying, like, people are, that X-22 Dave asked me, he goes, have you seen pedophilia? Well, no, because any of the people that know me in real life know, if I you know me in real life, that wouldn't fly. I mean, that would not fly.
Very good at they also, like we've talked about before, they know who to trust. Roseanne always says, I was never invited. I know it happened. They just knew that I would tell people. You know, there's a grooming process also with that. There's a blackmail. You and I believe that almost no one makes blackmail. It without it.
Yeah, it's blackmail. I mean, they'll either get you with drugs, they'll get you with sex, they'll get you with something.
Yeah.
And then they exploit that. And, you know, it's like, to me, I don't know. It's really disappointing. And I guess what hurts the most is I really did believe that talent mattered. And I really did believe if I did a great job, I would, because that's the American dream. The American dream is work hard, be the best, and you'll be successful. And that's not true.
They stole that. They stole it. And I saw it happen. I tell people all the time when I talk about me, I saw it happen. It was 2003, 2004, 2005 is when the BLM, LGBTQ plus thing took over Hollywood. And I believe when they built the Death Star, which people know what I'm talking about, in the middle of Century City, that I think is the headquarters, it went from very, very covert, you know, satanic and the grooming and the pedophilia to very overt. And that was just, you had to accept it. And from that point on, they were weeding people out. But what we're talking about with the grooming and the mother that brings in the kid, I think that's happened in the media, in the news media, that they, and in Hollywood, we both know that, but it's happened in the news media where they, just like it happened in the military, where over a couple of decades, they stopped hiring people that wouldn't go along with it. They stopped bringing people in. They stopped making deals. They stopped putting people in the host chair or on the news or even as a weather person. I think it's been a long game for, I personally believe both Bushes, Clinton, Obama, and Biden are all globalists, all on the same team, all in on this.
I completely agree with you on that.
And I think they've been purging all of the patriots for a very long time. Then comes Donald Trump in January 6th, and they're like, okay, now we're going to paint the patriots, the true people who love God and country and family and freedom and this and the future of this nation. We're going to turn them into the criminals. And that's where we are. I feel like it's been a long game of purging out patriots.
Look at RFK Jr. I mean, he's a Democrat and a really smart guy. And they wouldn't give him Secret Service protection, and they won't help him. And I mean, well, wait a minute. I thought Trump was the bad guy. Well, why? Oh, because he's not on your team.
Right.
He's not going to just go along with what you guys want to do. He's independent, and he's got his own ideas, and I mean, anybody that's not like Trump or like say him, I mean, anybody else is all on the same team. I mean, like Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Globalist sovereignty. That's really what it, and you're seeing this though. If you look at this, and you know, this isn't my area of expertise, but you look at all the different countries like England, you look at Germany, you look at Italy, and you can look, you know, other countries in Europe. It's like the people that want the global vision of the world, or the people that want to remain sovereign and remain an individual or a country that's independent, not part of a global cabal or, you know, conglomerate. So I think there's a power shift going on. And I talk about that early in the movie, but we're seeing it. We're seeing the people, it's pushing one way or the other, and we're either going to have sovereignty and freedom, or we're going to have one, because they want one world government, one world ecosystem.
Yeah. Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations, and this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings, and that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen, I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K. Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now, and I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends, and I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing. And again, don't forget, like, because Trump, and this has happened all over. We have Orban, we have Bolsonaro, we have a bunch of other people out there that have stood up and said, we are not globalists. We're going to put our people first. Make America great again shouldn't be something that people think is a bad thing. It should be a great thing. And it really was about, it was to be exported. He didn't just want that for America. He wanted every country to have leaders that prioritize their people in the best interests of their country. And then we can cooperate. But the way that the globalists need it is us all fighting without any borders and total chaos. And that is kind of what we are fighting now. Now, another thing I want to get into, because you're on the front lines of this as well, there were many factions of MAGA and Republicans and Trump supporters. And I'm going back to 2015, 2016, when he announced all of that. There was a lot of momentum, you know, still the Trump rallies get, you know, huge, huge crowds, all of that. But unlike the other side, which we, you and I know, and you really do lay it out in both of your movies very well, is that that is a long coordinated, organized, a community organizer like Obama. They're very good at it. It's been going on for decades. And the NGOs and the billionaires surrounded with like Rockefeller, Arabella Partners, all the people that funded Gates Foundation. On our side, we don't really have that, the freedom side. I don't even think Republican, because, you know, it's a uniparty. But on the side that's for freedom and the intentions of our founders and the Constitution and a glorious, prosperous, fruitful future that we should have, and bringing all of our manufacturing and our supply chain. There's nothing in America or that America needs that shouldn't be made here. All of it should be done. That was part of the MAGA plan, was reinvesting in America's greatness. But we have seen a lot of division, okay, and a lot of what looks like coordinated attacks. You know, General Flynn, myself, a lot of people that are aligned with each other and really fighting a lot got attacked at one time. Your movie got attacked hard. This is coming from somewhere, and sadly, it's coming from within, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it's coming from several fronts, but yes, definitely we're being divided, because if they can divide us, then they can, right, they can target us, and they can, you know, like the whole movie Into the Light started on a section that was, I was building out for Out of Shadows called Division, Distraction, Deception. And I called it the three Ds, which leads to a fourth D, which is destruction.
Right.
So if they can divide us and then they keep us distracted, then they can deceive us. Well, right now you see everybody attacking General Flynn. Anybody attacking General Flynn, listen, you're barking up the wrong tree. That man is a patriot and a hero, and his family, and they have done more to sacrifice for this country and save our republic than any person that I've met personally. You know, I've yet to meet President Trump. I mean, I've been to some events he's at, but I've never actually met him. And one day I look forward to that, hopefully. I mean, that man is a hero of mine, and I mean. Look, their agenda, their push is, if, I mean, this is for the whole deal. I mean, this is either we're going to win or they're going to win.
Right.
And I think we've already won.
I think that we have to really push that, like, any division is, I think it should just be ignored at this point, honestly. And people are, I mean, you and I were just together in Miami with the Trumps, with a lot of Trump's inner circle, with General Flynn. These people are fighting. They are being, they're out there. They're showing up. You're showing up. I'm showing up. People have to show up. That's what it's more about. Showing up is so key right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you know, starting local groups. We both have talked about many times, just showing up at school board meetings made a tremendous change. Imagine showing up to everything. I mean, that's what they're scared of. And you expose that a lot, especially with the first movie, because those people didn't see it coming. And it shook the ground of the entire planet, went out of shadows. And then it went into all these different languages and it couldn't be stopped. And that is a lot of the reasons why everyone should be going to Into the Light, downloading it, sharing it, buying it for your friends, whatever. Because the truth of the matter is that people need this information. We need to, you say something I love about burning brush fires. And I think we should talk a little bit about personal responsibility in this battle, because it is a time, a biblical time, but also a historical time that people will look back on, just like they do World War I and World War II. We are in World War III. We have been for quite a while. It's a different kind of war. But what are you going to tell people you did when tyranny knocked right on your front door? And what did you do? And you talk a lot about, you know, that patriotism that comes from the core. And I wanted to really, you know, focus on that for a minute, where that comes from and how people should feel righteous indignation that our freedom and our nation is in danger. And it's personal. It's got to be personal.
Well, think about this. For them to get what they want on their side, they have to sacrifice. They have to offer a sacrifice. Well, freedom isn't free. Okay. You have to sacrifice something, your time, your money, your effort, whatever it is. So what are you willing to give up for your freedom? Or like what I kept saying to myself is, I really bought into the idea of America. I really bought into what our founding fathers are really smart.
Yeah.
So I really believed in that doctrine, in the Constitution. And I, as an individual, I don't care. Look, I believe that every human being has the right to sovereignty and freedom and the, you know, happiness and the pursuit of, you know, of liberty. I believe that firmly. I know that if I don't stand up today and do something, then my grandkids will never know what they didn't have. They're never going to know what they did have.
Right.
And they're never going to know unless we actually get active. Now, if you say, well, I don't care, well, that's a fine. Then you don't care. But I do.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. There's enough of them that do care about what they're doing to affect your reality, whether you want to hear it or not. And so you can sit there and go, oh, I don't believe it. I don't care. I don't have time for that. Well, that's fine. You can sit there and do that. But here's what's going to happen. 10 years down the road, your reality is going to change and there's going to be no one you're going to be able to call to help you, because now's the time to get involved. Now's the time to stand up, speak out and get involved, because it is a call to action. This is, like you just said it. I mean, this is such a pivotal point in history. And if we don't unite, I mean, because we're not that far apart. I don't even like using Democrat or Republican anymore, because it doesn't matter. Those terms are like, that was a way to keep us divided. Right. They would keep, oh, well, the Democrats win for these 8 years. Oh, we'll bring in a Republican and then 4 years and then 8 years. And we've been manipulated like that for so long. We don't know any different. So what I've been like, so to change it up just a bit, I sat back with a group of people, and you know some of them, and I was like, how would we really change this in the media world? What would really change it? I don't want to plug into the media world that exists, because they built it. So to truly fix the problem, we have to rebuild it ourselves. And you know what I've been working on, and I've been working on it for...
It's very necessary, because a lot of people don't know from our side that the issue is distribution. The issue is the platform, and they control. That's how they control it. They don't control who gets the money or the red light to make it or the green light to make it. They control how it gets out. And that's what you've been working on. And it's really important that people do that, because I did tell you, I am seeing people that have been slowly but surely red-pilled that are left of center in Hollywood that don't want to deal with it anymore either. And you and I both know they are not negotiating with SAG. They negotiate it with the Writers Guild. They're not going to. And this is why.
Think about this.
Go ahead.
You're a microsecond away from not being any actors at all.
At all. I know.
At all. Because if I could take a picture of your face, and I talked about this side view, back view, record your voice for 30 seconds to a minute, you can create an AI character clone, a digital clone, and they won't need actors. Yes. And then your psychographics will feed into your algorithm. That's what you like. The movie that you watch and the movie I watch, same movie, it'll have different characters.
Yeah.
Because it'll play to your likes and needs. And they won't need actors. They won't need music. They're taking, completely removing the art and the human element from the art, from the filmmaking, from the music. And that, to me, that's a sad, I don't want to think about the world like that. I love different human beings. I love hearing different music. I love hearing different stories. And what they're doing, the SAG, I mean, I saw years ago, I mean, I was in SAG for my whole career, and I went to go to those meetings, and I would listen to other people present their case to the Producers Guild, and it didn't matter. I was like, guys, these people aren't, they're just moving it right up. Like when they took away residuals, oh, well, we'll give you full DVD rolls, because they knew DVDs are going away.
Yeah, it was total fraud. Funny. And remember back in the day, though, remember when it was, I've been in since 95. I remember back in the day, it was such an honor to even like get a line to get you into SAG. And then they slowly but surely made it cheaper and cheap. And then they merged
They let the extras.
Oh, you can buy in now. I mean, they did this over time. But the thing that you're talking about, first of all, it's happened to me with CGI, but and many other actors. I mean, you know, it's happened in movies you've worked on where you are literally they're CGIing extras. You know, they're doing that. They've been
doing it
for a long time. But also now, because they create the actor and now they want so the actors will never age either. So it won't even be like they'll need new actors. They can just keep using George Clooney for the next 50 years of what he looked like at 30. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
And you get the new Indiana Jones. I just watched it, the Dial of Destiny with Harrison Ford. And I put Harrison Ford in Into the Light, just that little clip when he was talking about AI, because listen, this AI is a lot more serious than people understand. And I think, I mean, because people just aren't aware of it.
It's too big to imagine that this is.
Think about the footage that you're seeing, the footage that you're seeing come across your feed. People send me stuff all the time and go, "Is this real?" And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, because I know how easy it is to manipulate footage.
Me too.
And I mean, I don't want to give a specific example, but if they want to put some, well, I mean, think about this. When Brandon, I mean, this was years ago when Brandon Lee died on The Crow.
Yeah,
they had to finish the movie. They had to, I mean, they did that whole movie with face replacement. I mean, that was what, 98, 97, right? Somewhere back there. I mean, if they had that technology, then we're in 2023 right now. I mean, right. They could do a lot of stuff.
It's funny. It's so advanced. I worked on Irishman, and I'll tell you right now, they had technology that they turned De Niro and Pacino, them with things on their face with AI, into 30 years younger. They used to get younger actors to play them. They don't have to do that anymore. It's the technology is so advanced and so insane to watch it in real time. Is crazy. They can do anything now. Anything, period. Everything.
And that was like, I watched these, you know, a lot of the car stunts and things like that, and things that we used to do that were real.
I know.
I feel like I'm lucky because
me too.
I'm with the business, like right on the edge of it going completely digital. We were still doing high falls and blowing things up, and like lighting things on fire, you know, like crashing cars. I mean, we used to, I mean, they still do that, but not to the level that we were doing it back in.
Not if they don't have to. Only if they have to, or if it's somebody like Michael Bay, or, you know, somebody like the guy that did Oppenheimer, then they want to do it. You know, they want to do that. You and I love being on a film set, but I was there too. And I learned on 35 and 16 and with that Avid. And by the time I was in Hollywood actually working beyond a PA, which it was all digital, and everything that I had gone to school and learned was obsolete. But I always was told, and it's funny, a teacher of mine from NYU, once when we all complained that everything we learned at school was no longer being used, he was like, you can never replace talent. He didn't keep going until like 2015 when they could replace. They still can't. You know, it's funny. I just saw Martin Scorsese did an interview. He's in his 80s, you know, and he said that he would never, that what they're doing with making movies now, especially with the real money going towards Marvel movies and action hero movies and all of this, he said that's not why he got into making movies. And basically, like, now what he fell in love with, what he does, and I'm sure he speaks for many true filmmakers, there's no room for them now. They don't want to do that. They want to do universal feelings, and they want to move and make people think and educate and inspire and all this stuff. And
now I get so sick of the agendas.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
What gets me so, like, I want to just sit back and watch a film, and then every time I'm like, oh my God, they're pushing that. Oh my God, that's, and see, I see it. Like, I'm the worst person in the world to watch a movie with, because I am, my wife hates me when she's like, Mike, you ruin everything. You ruin it all. And I'm like, but don't you see that? Can't you see? Why did they put that in? They didn't have to put that in there. They didn't have to. Like I said, why? Barbie could have been such a great film. And I mean, it did great. But why the agenda push? Why are they pushing that agenda?
It won't get made without it.
I know why. But I'm talking to people that, I mean, I'm asking a question. It's so hard walking in this world and understand it the level that I do. And then I'm trying to tell people, and I don't want to sound like I'm out of my mind. No. But I'm not. I mean, it's right there. It's right in front of you. Like, yeah. look at it.
And when we were young, you know, it's funny. This just happened 2 days ago. I get emails from Sundance. I went in 1997 before it became a celebrity thing, when it was still like a bunch of filmmakers like hoping to get their movie bought, that charged their movie on credit cards back in the day. And I'll tell you, I got an email from them, and it was all about like the new, a lot of people go through those labs there, but the writing lab was a climate change writing lab. And all of the programs were diversity, equity, inclusion. Even Disney, you know, they send out their things for like call for writers for some kind of thing. It's all CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, climate, like everything that used to foster talent has been corrupted to the point that your talent is not getting anywhere unless you fit this box, or at least pretend you do. And it is that bad on the core level, where talent gets nurtured, just like with children, where it gets nurtured K-12 or K-5. So it's really been, that's why I'm so glad you are building an alternative distribution platform, so that people can make things that matter and then not have to go that route. But it is infested to the core. So it really does need some
attention. I'm going to tell you something. So if your audience goes to IntoTheLight.movie and signs up to watch the movie, when you register to watch that movie, the reason you have to do that is we're not selling your data. We're not doing, we are building the back end of what we've built.
Right.
And this movie is basically a prototype for what we're going to launch later. Because one of the things that we're going to launch, and this is what I'm most excited about, is, you know, we talk about local action, national impact. Well, in your community, there are things in your state or your city that you can get involved with. And when this thing goes online, or when this platform goes online, one of the main focuses that we focused on was education.
Right.
So we have an educational software application where you can enter your zip code. And if there's other members of this, we'll call it co-op on your online and in your city, you can enter your zip code. And what you'll be able to do is see your state requirements, your district requirements, your curriculum, all the things you need to be compliant, your, what is it called? truancy requirements, all of the things for so that you can successfully homeschool your kid. Yeah. And be compliant, because a lot of parents don't like the education system, but they have no way that they can pull their kid out and homeschool them successfully. What this will be a tool where you can get with other parents in your area. Maybe one parent's really good at physics, or maybe one parent's really good at English. And you can say, hey, on Tuesdays, we're going to teach these classes, and on Thursdays, we're going to teach this, and we can all come together. And we are going to test pilot this in Florida. We've already got this set up. So your stay will be the first one where we're going to test it. And then once we work out the bugs and the kinks, and that's kind of why we're not trying to grow this for an evaluation. We're not trying to launch this big, because what we want to do is get it right. Because we want to make sure that if we're going to do this, it's got to be solid and it's got to be strong. And I think education is the best place to start, because you know, even with children's games, things like that in education, all of those things matter. And so that's the way I've kind of shifted my focus, because I want to, you know, this movie was to help wake people up, get the message out, but there needs to be a solution. Well, yeah. I've been working on that solution for 6 years. You know that, and I keep it real quiet, but I'm talking about it because I'm ready to talk about it.
Well, it's also not easy to create something from scratch that is secure, that is for good, that isn't going to be infiltrated. I mean, Into the Light got infiltrated. They tried to take that down. I don't blame them. They don't want people to know about the Great Reset or the cognitive warfare, or the military-grade information war that you expose, which, thank God, and everyone should see that. But also what you're talking about too is, we are also talking about taking back the arts that you and I loved and grew up and dedicated our lives to, like screenwriting, filmmaking, music. They still need a platform that there's distribution for all, that reinforces the values and the freedom and the liberty and all these things. So you have it for education, but it's also going to be a platform where if you want to make, say, you want to make a healthy, positive film for children, or a cartoon for children, or you want to... Yeah, or games. You know, this is a... There is not... That doesn't exist. You had to go out...
The four pillars that this is based on is, for when we put this up, you can join as a user or a content creator. And as a content creator, it's very simple. We have four rules. We all agree not to create, produce, or promote anything to do with pornography. Right. We all agree not to produce, create, or promote anything to do with human trafficking. The third one is, we all agree not to produce, promote, or distribute anything to do with satanic or occult agendas. And the last is, we all agree not to produce, promote, or distribute anything to do with destructive government doctrines such as socialism, Marxism, totalitarianism, or communism. Other than that, it's a place for you to host your content and find products or needs. And the best part is, this will all be internal. Like the users will be the owners. No one owns it. And so it's not in a corporate format. We sat down and we looked at it, and we came up, we have a great group of attorneys, and we have a lot of really smart people, you know, helping do this. And we've been working on it for a long time. This movie and all of this is on our own code. It's not on Amazon code. It's not on Google code. It's not on Microsoft code. It will be our own thing. And that's how you really solve the problem.
Right.
So,
And people around the country should be looking at what you did. I mean, it took you I've been talking to you about it for now 4 years. I mean, this was a labor of love, and it was not, you were not being paid. It wasn't that. You knew that there was a need, and you wanted to figure out how to fill that need. Everyone should be looking inside themselves right now. You know, I do this show. He does his movies, but he also is doing this amazing platform that can make a really big difference in a huge way. You should be looking at, what are your talents? What did you give up to keep going with the rat race and the debt slavery model that you have inside that you could use now? We really have to tap into our God-given gifts and figure out how to be part of the solution in a major way and start there. I mean, you and I went out into a one in a million business. It worked out to the extent that it did. But you know what? A lot of people looked at that and thought, well, I can never do that. Now is the time to think, what can I do? And I'm going to do it, and it's going to work. And we need to really follow our hearts and our God-given talent and put it out there and put it to use. There's so many opportunities to be part of the solution. You also, I want to talk before I let you go about America's future and what you're doing for children. If you have not watched Out of Shadows, it shined a lot of light and paved the way for an entire movement to understand that child trafficking, child sex trafficking, child abuse on a massive industrial scale is a giant problem in America and the world. And Mike's movie, Out of Shadows, is a must-see for everyone. If you have not seen it, it's very important to see that and Into the Light. But that movie in particular opened your eyes to the child trafficking hell on earth. And since the border has been opened by the Biden regime, we have now, I'm told, it used to be 85,000. I'm hearing about 300,000 unaccompanied minors have come through that border. A lot of minors that have come through that border with people who are not their parents, and they are being sold into not just sex slavery, but actual slavery, labor slavery. I mean, this is a horrendous situation, and Mike Smith is also on the front lines of that. So could you just talk a little bit before we go about America's future and what you guys are doing?
I was very honored to be asked to be on the board of directors of America's Future a few months ago. And Mary Flynn runs that with General Flynn. And we have a project called Project Defend and Protect Children. Lara Logan's part of it. Liz Croken's part of it. And we are doing summits. We have an amazing team of attorneys and people behind the scenes working. And we're going to go around the country and we're going to hold summits. Our next one's in Michigan.
Yeah.
So if you guys can, if you're in Michigan, go to americasfuture.net. Look it up, see it. We're going to do a, there's going to be a screen of Into the Light there also. Right. But we're also, they're going to hold training on how to identify human trafficking, what to look for, what are the signs, how do we, so we can start to really work this problem. And, it takes a lot of people coming together and being brave and standing up and saying, look, no more. You know, it's funny because, you know, they're trafficking, like some of the stories these whistleblowers bring forward, it is so hard to hear.
I know.
And I think that's why people get paralyzed and they don't know what to do because it's so horrific. I mean, I have people come to me all the time and tell me their stories, survivors, victims, about the abuse they went under. And my soul hurts when I hear those things. It rips my soul out of my body because I can't imagine being that cruel to someone, or how you could actually do that to someone. It just rips my soul out. And I just pray for those people, and I want to help them, but I'm only one person. You know, and that's why you have to have a team. And that's why America's Future is a great place to get started. Like if you don't know where to go or you don't know what to do, go look at America's Future. Look at their newsletters. Claire and the team behind the scenes, they do some of the best newsletters and updates that you'll ever read. And it's very well written and it's very well done. And General Flynn, you know, is our leader. But Mary and the girls behind the scenes work it all out. And I mean, just follow America's Future. Go follow them on social media. Follow them. Look for their updates. There's always something good coming out of it. It takes a team. We're not going to win. Obviously, we're not going to win this as an individual. So we got to, you know, we're talking about organizing. Well, this is one of the ways we can get organized.
Yeah. You got to show up. That's a big, big, important thing. Just keep showing up and bring a couple people and over time. Getting together in person is very, very important, and people need to start doing that in their own communities, in their own ways. You can start your own group, whatever it is. I say neighborhood watch, take that model, have a freedom watch, and get together and do stuff. And do look around, because what you're doing with America's Future for the children, especially since the open border, they are everywhere in this country right now. They are in suburbia. They are in rural America. They are in the cities. There are children that are in need. So it's really important to go to a training like Mike's talking about, to not only identify a situation, what to do about it, who to go to, how to help people. This is a all hands on deck in America. Every corner of America has this problem right now, thanks to that open border. It was already bad, but what this installed regime, this globalist dictatorship type regime has done to children and women and men are being trafficked as slaves all over America right now. You really have to be part of the solution on that front as well. Mike Smith, you are doing so much for so many people, so many things. And I'm so grateful to you for many of it. I'm very excited also as your platform develops and as the distribution channel works out. I have a lot of people from Hollywood that are done. They weren't even on our side, but they're going into meetings at Amazon or Netflix and they're being told you have to change your project to this and that because BlackRock or the Great Resetters don't like this message. People are done with it. It's falling apart at the seams. You have a solution, and I'm so grateful to you for that. Many people are going to be coming your way. Tell people again how they can see Into the Light, Out of Shadows. I highly suggest if you haven't seen it, though probably everyone in my audience has. And on top of that, how they can find and follow you. You have a great new Spaces you do with Brian Gamble. So let's tell everyone all of it.
Okay, it's really hard. IntoTheLight.movie.
Right. So everything's there. Everything's there.
Into the Light dot movie. Out of Shadows is actually on there as well. And it's still free. You can watch it. Into the Light is there. It's 1 hour and 7 minutes. It's a short film. It's not super long. There's a lot packed into it. So a lot, I mean, usually the first response I get from the film is I need to watch that again.
I know.
I think that's and it's one of those things. So, as far as Brian and I, we started Spaces on Thursday nights and it's called Into the Light, Into the Fight. So pick your fight. And so each week we're going to have on it. Like we've had on, last week we had Ivan Reichlin on,
right.
The week before we had Dr. Keith Rose. This week we're having, we had Lara Logan on the second show and that was a trip and she's always fun. Yep. And this week we're having Ricky Schroeder. So on Thursday night, we're going to have Ricky, and I think it's going to be, I mean, look, we're all just trying to inform and educate and come together and unite this nation in this republic so that we can save it. And we can have the values that we've all had and they're not going to be taken from us.
Right. Right. And that's been your goal the whole time from the beginning. And you're doing amazing work. Go ahead.
I'm also on Twitter. They let me back on.
Like,
I got kicked off of YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, PayPal.
Yeah, me too.
And Twitter.
Hey, it's a badge of honor at this point. Now that we know who it was, I'm glad they don't like us.
Well, it was like, what? I mean, I had a big account or whatever. But now I got my ex account back. And so if anybody knows Elon, unblock outofshadows.org. But I'm on like Crux. My name's, I was anonymous. So it was like Crux and a bunch of numbers, like 4150, 2172, something like that.
I'll put your links below. And please do follow Mike Smith. He is at the tip of the spear in what is really going on behind the scenes, not just what you see here, but he is very, tapped into the people that are fighting to save this country 110%. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
I love you, Mel.
You too, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.
The CIA involved in Hollywood.
Yes.
I'm ahead. I'm Charlie, have a safe trip, buddy.
That's good right there. He's picking up speed. Go, go, go.
Years, I've probably had one of the coolest jobs in the world.
U.S. intelligence was using motion pictures to alter the thinking of Americans in the United States.
There's a very small group of people that influence all the companies that we watch.
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Just disconnect for 5 minutes. Figure out, what if I've been lied to? What if?
The
narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel K. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is gonna look like. I'm gonna do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm gonna bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof, it's cancel proof, it's truth, it's transparency, it's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel K, we the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started. Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America first company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much.